From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Unseasonably mild conditions again covered our region to begin the day, and this will remain the case in almost all locations this afternoon as we await the arrival of a strong cold front that's now entering the western St. Lawrence Valley. It's there and in the northern Adirondacks where temperatures could start to fall this afternoon. Across the rest of the listening area, it will remain breezy and mild for the rest of the day. Rain will be likely in southern areas. Showers will be scattered in the north early to mid-afternoon before a rising chance of more steady rain moves in from the west. The chance of a more steady rain before sundown will be only slight in northeastern sections. Ahead of the approaching cold front, winds at lower elevations will blow at 10 to 20 miles an hour and gust to 30, pumping in warm air from the south and pushing temperatures mainly into the upper 40s to lower 50s, with mid-50s in the warmer valleys west and south. There could even be a few renegade readings in the upper 50s in those areas. Today's record high at Rutland is 60 degrees, set in 1932. Across northern Vermont, the record highs for this date include 52 at Montpelier, 54 in St. Johnsbury, and 56 in Burlington, all set on January 12th of 1980. Rainfall that occurs prior to the passage of the cold front this evening will enhance the snowmelt. Area rivers will rise rapidly as a result. The rises should occur within the river banks in general. The wild card there is the chance of breakup ice jams, which could cause any affected rivers to move out of their banks. Even though rainfall later today and early this evening should be wrapping up by late evening, the drainage out of the higher terrain takes time, which will cause the risk of ice jam flooding to remain into the day tomorrow. The cold front will be approaching the coast shortly after midnight. Much colder air will be flowing in behind it, especially once a strong upper-level disturbance moves across the region tomorrow, introducing very cold air aloft, making for a windy day tomorrow with temperatures falling in the valleys and falling even more severely over high terrain. The cold will keep coming tomorrow night with widespread sub-zero lows in northern areas. After that, believe it or not, will come a tranquil and more or less average winter weekend with cold high pressure in control. Widespread precipitation will be unlikely to make another appearance until around the middle of next week. In the short-term forecast summary for the VPR listening area, this afternoon, breezy and mild, rain likely south, scattered showers north early, then a rising chance of more steady rain moving in from the west, slight chance of rain northeast late in the day, highs mainly in the upper 40s to lower 50s, with mid-50s in the warmer valleys west and south, south to southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 30. Tonight, showers likely this evening, then tapering off while changing to snow showers in the northern mountains. Partial clearing after midnight, mainly south and in the St. Lawrence Valley. Lows in the 20s north, low to mid-30s south. Winds becoming west to northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30. On Friday, blustery and much colder. Mostly to partly cloudy in the northern mountains with the chance of morning snow showers, becoming partly to mostly sunny south and in northern valleys. Early temperatures tomorrow at lower elevations in the 20s to around 30 north, falling into the teens in the afternoon with wind chills falling into the single digits above. Early temperatures in the south, 30s, falling into the 20s. Northwest winds 10 to 25 miles an hour, gusting to 35. Friday night, becoming mainly clear, lows 0 to 10 above south and in the Champlain Valley, 0 to 10 below elsewhere north. Northwest winds gusting to 30 miles an hour in the evening, diminishing late. Saturday, sunny with some patches of thin high clouds, mainly south and west. Highs on Saturday in the mid-teens to lower 20s north and in the 20s south. Light winds becoming south to southwest, less than 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.